Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, prioress of the Dominican Sisters of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching today is entitled, Where Have All the Prophets Gone?
A reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. During the Babylonian captivity, the exiles prayed, Justice is with the Lord our God, and we today are flushed with shame. We, people of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, that we, with our kings and rulers and priests and prophets, and with our ancestors, have sinned in the Lord's sight and disobeyed him. We have neither heeded the voice of the Lord our God, nor followed the precepts which the Lord set before us. From the time the Lord led our ancestors out of the land of Egypt until the present day, we have been disobedient to the Lord our God, and only too ready to disregard God's voice. And the evils and the curse that the Lord enjoined upon Moses, his servant, at the time he led our ancestors forth from the land of Egypt to give us the land flowing with milk and honey, cling to us even today. For we did not heed the voice of the Lord our God and all the words of the prophets whom he sent us. But each one of us went off after the devices of our own wicked heart, served other gods, and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God. The Word of God. As I listen to these words of the prophet Baruch, the scribe of Jeremiah, the lover of truth, as he is known among our Greek sisters and brothers, I find my heart trembling, for I hear the truth of our own reality today. Though written for a people in exile in Babylon thousands of years ago, I find myself counted one among the guilty with my sisters and brothers in faith and my fellow citizens of the world as I hear, Justice is with the Lord our God, and we today are flushed with shame. And we did not heed the voice of the Lord our God in all the words of the prophets whom he sent us. But each one of us went off after the devices of our own wicked heart, served other gods, and did evil in the sight of the Lord our God. I flush with shame as I read the psalmist's prayer from today's liturgy. We have become the reproach of our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. And I pray that the glory of the Lord our God will deliver us as I hear Jesus challenge our haughtiness as he declares in today's gospel, Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. As we listen to these words of Baruch, the psalmist, and Jesus, do we ever wonder where all the prophets have gone today? It seems so long ago when we had Martin Luther King Jr., Dorothy Day, Tom Gumbleton, Dan Berrigan, Ardith Platty, Dorothy Stang, Mother Teresa, who by their words and actions called us to an attentiveness to the poor, to the dangers of nuclear war, to the care of earth, to the injustice of war. They and others like them were the ones who challenged our complacency, who called us to our better selves, who recognized that faith and politics really are two sides of the same coin. Then I realized that Martin, the two Dorothys, Dan, Tom, Ardith, and Mother Teresa, weren't born prophets, but were shaped, formed as such by the events of their day, as they looked at what was happening around them and in the world around them and listened to the gospel. They lived into their calling to be prophets by listening to the depths of their hearts, to the Spirit of God nudging them to respond. Who are the ones today like them who speak truth on behalf of the Lord, who echo the words of Baruch? We have been disobedient to the Lord our God and only too ready to disregard his voice. Who pray on behalf of the people, remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we have been brought very low. Who remind us to heed the word of Jesus despite the cost, for it is then we stand in good company. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me. I've been longing for the voices of the prophets who give hope to us today, who speak truth to power, who provoke the complacent. But it seems they speak in whispers because their wisdom is silenced by the voices of the mighty and the pundits. How I wish I could hear the prophets. Then the thought dawns on me, perhaps to find the prophets in our midst today, we need to look in the mirror and consider, am I the prophet needed for this moment? Are you the prophet needed for this time? But just as that thought enters our minds, another one enters our hearts. But who am I? Why would God possibly call me? How could I, a sinner, be a prophet in today's world? Sometimes the Spirit needed to nudge, poke, and prod the biblical prophets as they tried to get out of their persistent calls. It took God 5 times to get through to Moses. Jonah literally tried to run away. Isaiah spoke of his own unworthiness. How could a person with unclean lips preach and proclaim on behalf of the Lord? Jeremiah complained of being too young. Perhaps the Spirit is nudging, poking, or prodding you and me today to make sense of what is happening around us, to call our communities to return to the way of the Lord. Who am I? Who are you? Who are we to be prophets? We are children of God, made in God's image and likeness. Why would God possibly call us to be prophets? Because there is a need. And the people hunger to hear a word of truth, mercy, healing, and hope. How could we be prophets in today's world? Only by our courage and conviction in the Spirit of God bestowed upon us in baptism. It is that Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, that calls and compels us to be his voice of reason and of truth in our broken and wounded world today.